Chicago-style options.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Dan Sheridan. Today's podcast is going to be best strategies for the natural ebb and flow of market. And you say, Dan, that sounds pretty esoteric. Yes, whatever that means. What I've been thinking about lately is, if you look at the way the market works, which is the typical stock market, more slow grinding up, trending up, and the downside can be more air pockets, a little faster down. The market goes down quicker than it goes up. And so what types of strategies and risk management do I think fit best for the natural ebb and flow of the market? Obviously, we're not talking about just isolating a particular market event like a year ago, the 30% correction. Obviously, when you have big moves down 10% or more in the market, which would be defined as a correction, 10% more down, usually when it comes up out of that, we have some up days that are going to be very fast. But the natural, normal ebb and flow of the market, upward trending and more grinding up, downward a little more speed, I'm going to talk about just a few of the strategies that I like to employ with the natural ebb and flow of the market that have worked well for our students at Sheridan Mentoring for years and years and years. One of them is a calendar, a basic calendar. You say, what is a calendar? A calendar is just a multi-month trade where, for an example, if XYZ is at $100, you buy one XYZ July 100 call and sell one XYZ June 100 call. So with calendars, some of the requirements are, the one you're buying is farther out than the one you're selling. And generally, if it's a little more non-directional, the strike is going to be at the money. Well, with that type of trade, you get a pretty good sized tent. You might get, for a profit area, you might get 40 to 60 points either way before the price will start leaving the profit area. But in that slower up grinding market, a lot of times what we will do is on the upside, add a calendar for an adjustment. And that increases the tent, and usually enough on the upside. Downside, we're going to employ a different line of defense, because the downside in a market, a typical market, the downsides are faster. Execution isn't as good. And so we don't always use, and for many other reasons, we don't use normally the exact same adjustments we would on the upside for calendars as the downside. But that's one idea, at least in today's podcast, stressing the upside. One of the things we've kind of developed over the last, I'd say, 6 months, a lot of it's out of necessity, again, how the market moves, is the split strike calendar that we call it. And the split strike calendar, matter of fact, we do have a class starting this coming Thursday, which would be the day after St. Patrick's Day, March 18th. And you can check that out at Sheridan Mentoring. But the split strike calendar, again, is something we developed to, again, kind of give some speed bumps for the downside, because the downside can move down faster. But on the upside, it kind of opens up the tent a little bit. And an example would be something like this, just to give you an example in your mind. Stocks at 100, I might sell one July 110 call above the market. And then I'm going to go further out and buy one July August 115 call. That's where the split strike. So I would be buying one August 115 call. selling one July 110 call with XYZ at 100. And this gives you at least 30-40% or more reduction of risk on the downside versus a normal calendar. But it also, it opens because you're selling a strike out of the money on the call side. It gives you some more room on the upside. So again, that's my burden today. What strategies really go along with the ebb and flow of the market? Another one is an iron condor. But there's many different types of doing an iron condor, but the one that I think works best with the ebb and flow of the market would be what I would call an equidistant iron condor. And again, an iron condor is simply a call credit spread out of the money and a put credit spread out of the money. So, but an equidistant iron condor would be stock XYZ at 100, sell one 110 call, 10 points out of the money, buy one 115 call against it. That's five wide in that credit spread. On the downside, sell a 90 put, again, 10 points from the short on both sides, and then buy 185 put. So an equidistant iron condor. And we do a lot of that in the SPX and RUT, SPX particularly. And I think these equidistant iron condors are different than most people do iron condors. A lot of times they will choose the short strike by a delta sometimes. And we don't do it that way, always. But again, the thing I want you to kind of get today is what strategies really work best. Strategies and risk management, because adjustments are crucial too. And it's how you set these strategies up in risk management for this natural ebb and flow. And one more I'll just tell you real quick is this. You say a put credit spread. A put credit spread I really like in something like an SPX, in that maybe 3 weeks out is where we kind of do them, and you can sell an out of the money put and then buy a further out of the money put. But a put credit spread in SPX, I like those better than covered right type strategies, because there's less long delta exposure if the market goes down and goes against you. So anyways, I will talk more about those in the future. Check us out at Sheridan Mentoring. And again, we have this new split strike calendar class starting the day after St. Pat's Day, March 17th. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you later. Thanks.